KY Says.
Sat Kewal Saib, and welcome back to another Satsang session with Kewal Youth. We are excited to continue this Upasana translation journey with you all, so let's get started. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Kewal Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational.
Sat Kewal Saib, Kewal Youth. We hope you are all ready for today's episode because it's a unique one.
Yes, I like to think of today's translations as this really big and clear window. You know, so many houses have this one window that just allows for a tremendous amount of sunlight to infiltrate within. These translations today are going to be like that window. We're just going to see so much brightness radiating inside of our hearts and minds.
Yes. So if we really understand what Param Guru is teaching us in this prathna, our hearts will be illuminated with the brightness, just like how that sunlight can illuminate a dark house.
But in order to get this sunlight, we need to do a couple of things first. Number one, we need to open up the curtains that are blocking the window. And number two, we need to keep it clean, like remove the dust and the smudges, fingerprints, all of that stuff, so that we can have the most amount of clear light infiltrating through our window.
That's right. So, Kewal Youth, open those drapes and allow Param Guru's Gnyan to infiltrate your hearts as we translate this next section of our Upasana.
And without further ado, let's introduce our guests for today's episode. Our first guest is a very special lady and one of our KY supermoms. She is super involved and she is so helpful. She works full-time, takes care of her family, has two kids, and makes time to do regular seva and bhakti. Meenal Babi, welcome to today's episode. We are so lucky to have you a part of our KY family, and we are so happy that you are here today with us to help us translate this next section of our Upasana.
Sat Kewal Saib, Kewal Youth, and Nishtha Babi and Radhi, thank you for having me on this episode. I'm so happy to be here today.
Thank you for being here today. We are happy to have you. And for our second guest, Kewal Youth, you already know this character. Returning for a second time to our Upasana translation series, we have Kewal. Kewal is our Shibir committee chair and is a very active and versatile member of our Kewal Youth organization. We are excited to have you back, Kewal.
Bet. Babi, I'm so ready to do this. I don't think Kewal Youth got the full Kewal experience the first time I was here. I'm ready to jump in and help with these translations this time. Don't worry, Radhi, I got you.
I'm not worried about that. You are definitely more than capable of helping to translate. The only thing I do worry about sometimes is that your head might be getting too big for your body.
Haha, Radhi. But I think I'm just gonna stay out of this.
Come on, Babi. You're supposed to have my back.
I do have your back, Kewal. But I do not want to be in the middle between you and Radhi. I'm Switzerland.
See, even Babi can't defend you all the time. She know. Okay, but let's get started with today's episode. What do y'all think?
Yes, let's do it. So today, we are translating Sandhya Sakhi, correct?
Yes. So Sandhya means evening and Sakhi means witness oath.
And because Param Guru composed Sandhya Sakhi himself, he's giving another witness oath.
Yes. So remember, Param Guru has composed several sections of our Upasana, including the Gaudipada, which comes right before. In this Sakhi, Param Guru is teaching us more about how to be a good Bhaktavkarta, what we can do to live a life of good karma, and how he knows all this to be true.
Right. And Param Guru is teaching us how and why we need to continue building our bond to Param Guru.
I feel like there are several places where we learn more in-depth knowledge about the spiritual hierarchy in our dharam and how we should use that to understand Karta.
Yep, there are. Okay, so shall we dive into it?
Let's do it! My guys Amar and Raj are ready as always. Look at Amar on his keyboard.
Kaival, do you really mean that, or are you trying to get even with Arpita and Vishwa from episode 9?
Radhi, why do you have to expose me like that? But like for real, I feel like the girls have been getting more of the spotlight. I just want to get a shout out to my guys. I mean, they're doing a great job too.
Yes, all the singers are doing a great job. It's just that the boys don't speak out as much as the girls.
Nah, they're gonna speak up today, right guys? Guys, come on, you there?
Cable, Amar and I are here to sing. Don't put us on the spot like that.
Yeah, but like you two can get involved a little more, you know, speak up from time to time.
Since when has Amar spoken more than 2 words at a time?
Unless he's singing.
Oh, then all bets are definitely off.
Okay, maybe we can just get started. Amar, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this. And I speak up, Kaival. We are just preserving our voices for the singing.
Got me. Okay, let's do this. First verse.
Sandhya samaran aarti bhajan bharose das manasa vacha karmana kar guru charan nivas.
I have an idea. Why don't both Bhabis do the word-to-word translations and Kaival, you and I can help translate the overall meaning.
I'm down.
Yes, that sounds good. I'll start with the first line and Meenal, you can take the second line.
Okay, I can do that.
So the first line. Sandhya samarana aarati bhajana bharose das. Sandhya, which means evening, when the sun sets. Samaran means recollection of thoughts. Think continually, recalling. Aarti. We've learned the meaning of this word before, so we will just come back to it. Bhajana means hymn for prayer. Bharose means faith and trust. And Das means devotee or sevak. So before we move on to the second line, Kaival, can you remind everyone what aarti means?
Yes. So aarti is made up of 2 words. A, which stands for avrut, meaning appearance, and rati, which stands for love. Together, it means that we are offering a lit devo around our Aradhya Dev with love.
Yes. Okay. And the second line. Manasa vacha karmana kar guru charana nivas. Manasa means mind. Vacha means speech. Karmana means action. Kara means to do. Guru refers to the Param Guru. Charan means feet. And Nivas means to stay.
So with this first verse, we are establishing our bhakti foundation once again. Have we noticed this trend? Param Guru or Pujya Sri Narayan Das Ji Maharaj, whoever has composed the section of Upasana that we're discussing, they help to establish a foundation for our bhakti in almost every section of our upasana. How must we do bhakti? Meaning, bhakti kevi karvi joye?
Well, our bhakti should have humility. That is why we refer to ourselves as a das. A das is a servant, and as a servant, we are acknowledging our place with respect to Param Guru. We are his das.
Right. And then we continue to ask him for his krupa to keep us pure. As humans, we have so many thoughts and emotions. We also come into contact with so many people and circumstances. All of these things cover our window and prevent the sun from coming into our house.
But if we do Param Guru's upasana and continue to request Param Guru's krupa, he will help open the drafts. He will help keep our window clean.
The key is that we must implement Param Guru's teachings into our lives. And we are going to learn this as we continue to move forward in these translations. Okay, so Kaival, can you give us the overall meaning of this first verse?
Yes. So just like how in Gurumai Masaki, Pujya Shri Narayanadas Ji Maharaj laid out the three time periods of the day where we should connect to Param Guru, Param Guru is also putting an emphasis on these times. He says that during Sandhya Kal, meaning during sunset, we should resemble the end portion of our day. One should sit close to Param Guru and set up a mental and physical environment of love and devotion. We light a metaphoric divo of love as we do smaran, which means we continually think about the upasana we did in the morning. We do bhajan with dasatvata bhav, meaning with purity and humility in our hearts and minds. We should fully devote ourselves to Param Guru with our minds, speech, and actions.
Right, so that second line, manasa vacha karmana kara guru charana nivas. This line is so important for our bhakti. Our faith is not different from our daily lives. The way we live our daily lives exemplifies our faith. We must keep our minds, words, and actions devoted to Param Guru.
So even in our daily lives, when we are not doing bhakti or seva, our thoughts, words, and actions can be dedicated to Param Guru. So how can our thoughts, words, and actions be dedicated to Param Guru without doing bhakti or seva? For this one, I'm going to ask one of our singers, Amar or Raj. Can either of you give an example to us?
Oh, I've thought about this during satsang before. So I know one common thing we struggle with is how we speak when we are in our social groups. Like sometimes a swear word will come out, or we will be listening to music that has a lot of vulgar language or swearing in it.
Yes, that's a good one. But like if we think about it from a satsang lens, that is one type of spiritual pollution. Param Guru teaches us to keep our thoughts and words clean, so we should translate that into our everyday lives.
Exactly. We cannot be in Param Guru's charan and also do negative karma with our thoughts, words, and behavior.
That's right. Okay, singers, let's go to our next verse, please.
गुरु की कीजे मांदगी कोटि कोटि परनाम कीतन जानत भ्रांग को सोई कर ले आपस मान
गुरु की कीजे बंदगी कोटि कोटि प्रणाम गुरु की refers to the परम गुरुस Kije means to do. Bandagi means stuti, worship and pray. Koti koti means million times. And prana means bow down one's head.
Kita na janata brangaku soi karle aap saman. Kita is a larva, an active immature form of an insect. Na janata means does not know, it's unaware of. Brangaku means an insect. Soi means it, referring to the insect. Karale means does. Aap means itself, referring to the insect again. And saman means alike.
This verse has two very important components. In the first line, we are reaffirming our devotion to Param Guru. We are saying that we will do Param Guru Stuti and bow down to him a million times over for everything that he does for us. And in the second line, we are explaining what Param Guru does for us using a metaphor.
Right, so a larva doesn't know it's going to be an insect, but that is the destination. When an insect lays eggs, it makes sure those eggs are in a place where the eggs will be able to turn into a larvae. And that larvae will then have the right environment to metaform into insect. The larvae doesn't understand the work of the insect, so in that way, we don't understand the work Param Guru has done for us.
Exactly. Param Guru has laid out a foundation for us, and he has set up an environment for us in which we will transform completely into a bhakt if we take those nutrients and stay under his protection.
And I would also like to point out a tradition we have in our upasana. When we sing this verse, we put our two hands together and bow our heads into Param Guru's charan as we sing, so that we can connect our actions with what we are singing.
Yes, exactly. We should do upasana by sitting in front of Param Guru and trying to focus our minds upon him. However, we may not always have our hands folded. They might be resting on our lap. During this verse, though, this verse that we just sung right now, we should raise our hands, like Bobby said, and bow into Param Guru's charan. Okay, singers, let's go to the next verse.
Guru Murat Mukh Chandrama Sevakane Nachkor Ashtapahor Nirakhat Rahe Soi Guru Murat Ki Or.
Okay, so the first line. Guru Murat Mukh Chandrama Sevak Naina Chakur. Guru refers to the Divya Param Guru. Murat means idol, like Murti. Mukh means face. Chandra means moon. Ma means within. Sevak means devotee. Nain means sight, fixating your eyes upon. And Chakur means a type of bird called Chukar partridge.
Yes, this Chakur bird is known for its fixed desire to stare into the moon. Okay, so the second line. Ashta pahor nirkhata rahe soi guru murata ki or. Asht means 8. Pahor, it's a 3-hour time period. And in 24 hours, there are 8 such periods. Nirkhata means to gaze. Rahe means stays. Soi means it, referring to the devotee's sight. Guru is Param Guru. Murata means face, and ki or means towards.
So we are using a metaphor in this verse once again, but this time of this Chakur bird that is drawn to the moon, right? We are saying that just how this Chakur bird is in love with the moon and gazes at it at night, our love should be as such for Param Guru. We can only become closer to him if we love him like the Chakur bird loves the moon.
Right. So a Chakur bird becomes completely one with the moon. It draws all of the moon's cooling properties upon itself. Because of its complete connection to the moon, it is able to abstain from any type of water and survive on hot coals for a period of 6 months at a time. How does it do this?
So it does this by completely fixating itself upon the moon and drawing upon its ultimate cooling properties. So just like that, we should fixate our minds and gaze upon Param Guru's appearance 24 hours every day. We should become completely one with Param Guru.
So this is where the understanding of Jit comes in again. No matter what we are doing, we want to keep Param Guru in the background of our minds. By keeping Param Guru in our minds, we don't have space or opportunity to bring negativity.
Exactly. Think about this. When Guruji is visiting or during Shibir, we make sure that we are on our best behavior. We wear proper clothes, we act a certain way, and we're very conscious about how we're speaking. So if we keep Param Guru in our thoughts all the time, or most of the time, we will continue to have positive thoughts and try to keep negative thoughts away. We will try to keep our minds clean.
Exactly. So we want to keep our focus on Param Guru's Murat and keep him in our thoughts all day, every day. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Char chinna hari bhakt ke pragat dekha van det daya kshama aur deenata par dukh ko har le.
Char chinha hari bhakt ke pragat dekha van det. So this verse should sound familiar to so many of our listeners. We have used this before in satsang.
In this verse, Paramguru is teaching us what kind of bhaktas we should be. But I think I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's do the word-to-word first. Char means four. Chinha are the qualities. Hari is referring to karta. Bhakt means devotee. Ke is showing possession. So combined, these three words means kartas bhakts. Pragata means conspicuous or apparent. Dekhavan means visible. And det means to be.
And the second line. Daya kshama or adinata paradukha ko haralet. Daya means sympathy. Kshama means forgiveness. Or means end. Dinata means empathy. Par means anyone's. Dukha ko means unhappiness or miseries. And haralet means take away or relieve.
Ooh, this is one of my favorite verses. We have used it time and time again to help everyone understand what type of bhakt we should be. So, in this verse, Paramguru is saying that a true bhakt of karta has four essential characteristics. The person is sympathetic, forgiving, empathetic, and makes effort to take away other people's sorrows.
Exactly! Look at you! You do pay attention to satsang. So, a true bhakt of Paramguru has these four qualities. In the spiritual path, these four qualities of a devotee are vital to move along the Gnan Marg. But one question we need to ask ourselves is, when will we be able to exhibit these traits? Like, I'm a bhakt of Paramguru. At what point in my journey of faith will I truly be able to exhibit these four characteristics that Paramguru is discussing in this verse?
You mean like, how can we have sympathy and empathy for others, or show forgiveness, or take away others' sorrows? For example, when all this COVID-19 stuff started, Guruji started organizing efforts to help get groceries and resources to the less fortunate individuals who are impacted by these closures and changes. So inspiring. So my question is, how can we be those types of people?
That is a good question. You know, we all say these four characteristics make us good bhakts of Paramguru. But how can we have these four traits?
Especially something like empathy. That is very hard to understand what someone else is going through. That is difficult.
Exactly. So, what must we do to help ourselves be these types of people, the types of people who have these characteristics?
I think one of the biggest things is that we need to humble ourselves. As long as we focus on ourselves, we will continue to fuel on our egos, and we won't be able to have feelings for others in need.
Very good point, Gaival. Look at you, man. You are really impressing me here. I think we can definitely have a more in-depth discussion about this topic. Bobby, future satsang topic for sure, huh?
I agree. For now, let's move on to the next verse. Singers?
Dhanavanta jugame gana ruparanga manamot kahe kuverne mi gana manameru ki khot.
So, the first line, Dhanvanta jugme gana rupa rang manamut. Dhanvanta means wealthy, jug means world, me means within, gana means numerous, rup means appearance or form, rang means very attractive. Man means in this verse, this is referring to intellect, and mota means very great.
So the second line, kahe kuver nemi gana mana medu ki khot. Kahe means says, kuver. So Paramguru is referring to himself in third person here. Nemi is a person who follows the niyams. Gana means numerous. Mana in this line is referring to hearts. Meru means unification, to come together. So combined, Paramguru is using this phrase Man Meru to describe a person who is constantly aware of the spiritual self, of themselves and everything around them. Ki means off and Khot means absent or missing or lacking.
In this verse, Paramguru is highlighting the different types of devotees or people. Paramguru says that there are many different types of devotees. Some are wealthy, some are attractive, some are intellectual, some are very egotistical. There's also numerous anshas that follow different niyams and do bhakti. However, until all of these individuals don't gain spiritual awakening of themselves, until they don't have mana meru, means like connection of the mind to understand that they are anshas of karta, until that is absent and they don't have it, they won't be able to gain Paramguru's true affections because they won't understand karta's gnan. So first thing is we need mana meru. We need a mental connection. We need a unification within our hearts. Until we have a khot in that, until we have an absence of that, we won't be able to progress forward in our spiritual journey.
So these people who Paramguru just listed, people who are rich, attractive, smart, or even religious, they need to self-reflect and follow Paramguru's gnan path. Like we teach time and time again, we are all ansh of karta. We all have ansh within us, and we need to recognize the ansh within us and the anshes around us.
Yes, many people get interrupted by their possessions, looks or brains. They try to do their bhakti using money or knowledge. But true bhakti happens with the heart, when we connect to Paramguru.
Exactly. And let's go to the next verse to understand more of what Paramguru is saying.
Mana meru jabahi mile atma tatva vichar tan man so bhi dijiye vaki sharan mujar.
Okay, so the first line. Man meru jab hi mile atma tatva vichar. Man meru means unification of hearts. Remember what we discussed about this phrase? Someone who has spiritual awakening. Jab hi means whenever. Mile means get. Atam tatva means truth of the self, meaning believing in uns and the unseen. The word Atma is synonym for ans. And vichar means to think upon or meditate upon.
And the second line, tan mana sopi dijiye vake sharana mujar. Tan means body, man means mind, sopi means entrust, dijiye means to do, Vaki means his, referring to Paramguru. Sharana means shelter, and Mojar means center.
So in this verse, Paramguru is saying that the person who tries to gain true self-understanding, meaning who tries to understand the Atma with complete unity in their heart and spiritual awakening, must now give Paramguru their mind and body.
Right. And how can we give Paramguru our mind and body? By our thoughts, prayers, and seva. A person who does this will receive complete and protected position within his, meaning Paramguru's shelter. That person will be at the center of Paramguru's sharan.
Right. Okay, singers. Next verse.
Tana mana sopi shishaku raho sada lolin kahe kubera antara nahi jaise jhad mami.
Okay, so the first line, tana mana saupi shishaku raho sada lolin. Tan means body, man means mind, Sopi means to surrender with complete trust. Shishaku
means the head. But here it's more symbolic to the person's entire physical form, which is represented by the head, as head is the most prominent structure of the body. Raho means to stay, Sada means forever, and Lolin means immersed or become one with.
And the second line, Kahe kuvera antar nahi, jaise jadma min. Kahe means says, kuver means paramguru, antar means difference, nahi means no, jaise means like, jad means water, ma means in, and min means fish.
Before we move on, I would like to point out a pattern that we should have mentioned earlier in this episode. In this Sandhya Sakhi, verses are in groups of three. So the first three verses are connected and related to an overall meaning. The next three verses are related, and the next three and the next three. So the verses are grouped in verses of three, and each three verses carries an overall meaning.
Right. So many times we will keep referring back to the previous verses to help us understand what Param Guru is teaching us. So Kaival, what is the overall meaning of this verse?
I got you, Bobby. So, Param Guru says that such a devotee should entrust their body and mind to Param Guru and forever be engrossed in his shelter. When a bhakt becomes completely one with Param Guru will see no difference between himself and his bhakt. Param Guru and his bhakt will become one.
Exactly right. So the analogy used in this verse is relating this oneness a bhakt experiences to the oneness of a fish in water. A fish's entire life is dependent upon water. If the fish is separated from the water, it won't survive. This is the relationship between Param Guru and his devotee.
Once we go into Param Guru's shelter and completely submit, we become one with Param Guru, and we must stay that way. We must keep thinking upon Param Guru, and we must keep him in our thoughts and actions.
Gyan mein kaam arch ko sang kare jan koi kahe kuvera to mile peer pivan ki doi.
So our first line, Gyan mein kaam arch ko sang kare jan koi. Gnyan means knowledge, mean means fish, ka showing possession, much means bigger fish, ko again showing possession, sang means company, kare means to do, jan means uns, and koi means whoever.
And the second line, kahe kuvera to mile pair pivan ki toi. Kahe means says. Kuvera is Param Guru. Again, Param Guru is referring to himself in third person here. To mile means will get, obtain. Pair means skill. Pivan ki means to drink. And toi means water.
Okay, so in this verse, Param Guru continues to use the analogy of a fish in water. Just like how a small fish in water learns the skill of living in that water from a big fish, a person who stays in the company of a devotee mentioned in the above verse, that person will gain the skills to obtain knowledge from Param Guru and be able to stay at his shelter.
So, a devotee who follows Param Guru's niyams and seeks out true Atma Gnan, knowledge about one's own, is like the big fish. This person is always engrossed in Param Guru's sharan through constant thoughts and actions. A person who is just starting their spiritual journey should follow the path of the devotees like this.
Right, and if we follow the path of Nemi Bhaktos, we can also continue to build our bhakti and become as strong as the big fish. Okay, singers, next verse.
ज्ञान मीन यहाँ सत गुरु जो कोई शरणे जाए कहे कुबेर कर देत है जीव परम पद पाए।
So the first line, ज्ञान मीन यह सतगुरु जो कोई शरणे जाए। ज्ञान मीन्स नॉलेज, मीन मीन्स अ फिश, यह मीन्स हियर, सतगुरु इज अ टाइप ऑफ गुरु दैट शोज इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन एन अंश एंड एन अंशी। जो कोई मीन्स हूएवर, शरणे मीन्स शेल्टर एंड जाए मीन्स गोज।
द सेकेंड लाइन, कहें कुबेर कर देत है जीव परम पद पाए। कहें मीन्स सेज, कुबेर रिफर्स टू द परम गुरु, कर मीन्स स्किल, देत है मीन्स गिव्स, जीव मीन्स अंश, परम पद मीन्स केवल कर्तास अबोड, एंड पाए मीन्स ऑब्टेन।
सो इन दिस वर्स परम गुरु इज सेइंग दैट सद्गुरु इज द अल्टीमेट बिग फिश। Whoever goes into such a Sadguru Sharan will obtain Atmagnan knowledge and skills, which will allow them to attain Parampad, which is Karta's abode.
Yep, exactly. So, who is this Sadguru? Paramguru is the ultimate big fish. If we follow Paramguru's path, we will be able to move through any types of waters. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
शुद्धि को समझे नहीं कथे बांध लो ज्ञान अड़े तो चढ़े ना आंगने कुबेर तक रने पान।
ओके सो द फर्स्ट लाइन, शुद्धि को समझे नहीं कथे बांध लो ज्ञान। Shuddhi means true knowledge of Ansh and Anshi. Ko is showing possession. Samaje means understands. Nahi means does not. Kathe means lecture or speech. Badalu means fake. And Gnyan means knowledge.
Second line, Adto chade na angane kuvera takra nipan. Adto means redness on cheek, to blush. Chade means gain, na means not, angne means body, kuver means param guru says, takrane means chas, the water portion of milk, and pan means drinking.
So with this verse, param guru says that there are some devotees that do not understand the true knowledge of Ansh and Anshi. They deliver lectures on fake and misleading information. And he is using an analogy of chas to help explain this. So chas does not really have any nutrient properties because it is the water component of milk. It is nice to drink on a hot summer day, but it's not going to do much for our overall health.
Just like that, listening to all these exaggerated stories and lectures might be interesting for a moment. But they won't do anything to help strengthen our spirituality or help us understand our Ansh.
Yes. Okay. Next verse.
Suri nar muni jan devata Brahma Vishnu Mahesh Kahe kuver gau lokayo
Okay, so the first line, Suri Nara Muni Jana Devata Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. Suri Nara means Indra. Muni Jana are the Rishi Munis. Devata are the Devs. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh are the three Devs that are responsible for the functioning of this universe.
Second line, कहें कुबेर गौ लोक लियो जेथे तक्र आवेश। कहें मीन्स सेज, कुबेर मीन्स परम गुरु, गौ लोक मीन्स कृष्णास अबोर्ड, लियो मीन्स ऑल थ्रू, जेथी मीन्स बीग, तक्र मीन्स बटर मिल्क, Aves, that's the two word. Am means all and ves means forms.
In this verse, Paramguru is addressing all of the people and entities the world has glorified over time. Heavenly devas like Indra, sages, is rishis and munis, devis and devtas, devas like Vishnu and his avatars like Sri Ram and Sri Krishna. All of these entities and all of their abodes have been glorified in some way, shape, or form as being the ultimate creator or the ultimate abode of creator.
But Paramguru is saying that at the end, all of these places and practices are like chas too.
Exactly. Okay, let's continue to address more misconceptions. Singers?
Khatanavane dasha ashtalyo charu veda charas vyasa valovan chasanu pivat chakta upas.
Okay, the first line. Khatanavane dasha ashtalyo charu veda charas. Khata is referring to the six shastras, the six different sciences. Nava is referring to the nine vyakarans, the nine scriptures that discusses the nature, word, forms, experiments, etc. of a language. Ne means and. Dasha ashta means 18 puranas, the scriptures that describe the devis and devtas. Lyo means including. Charu means the four. Ved are the Veds, and Charas means mystery.
And the second line, Vyasa Valovana Chasanu Pivata Jagta Upas. Vyas means Vyas Muni. He is very famous figure in our Hindu Dharma history. Valovan means to whip something. Chasanu means chas or buttermilk. Pivat means drinks. Jagta means the people of this world. And upas means through upasana.
In this verse, Paramguru continues to address the misbeliefs in our world. The shastras were composed from the four vids, but the problem is that even the four vids don't have the proper and true gnan about karta. The gnan can only be found in the fifth vid, which was lost over time. And the bigger issue is that all the subsequent literature came from these shastras.
Exactly. And then Vyas Muni made the 18 Purans. Each Puran revolved around one dev or devi. See, Vyas Muni was in search for a true creator. He wanted to reach self-actualization and understand who Karta really was. He wanted to know where everything originated from. But he was so confused after reading all the Shastras, so he decided to compose the Purans. And then in each Puran, he made one dev or devi the central figure or point of origination.
So like Shiv Puran focuses around Shivji, Vishnu Puran around Vishnu, like that?
Right, but you see, there is no final solution. In Shiv Puran, everyone prays to Shiv and Shiv prays to Ram. But Ram is avatar of Vishnu. It was the same in the other Purans.
Right. Everyone is going in circles. But the thing is, the creator and controller of this entire universe, the one true God, Karta, does not bow down to anyone. There is no circle. It is a line that begins with Karta and ends with Karta.
Right. So then Vyas Muni became frustrated, right? He couldn't find the solution in the Purans.
Yep. But through his tap, he found his answers with the help and guidance of another Rushi. See, Karta's Gnan, meaning this understanding that there is only one creator and controller, this Gnan has been around since the beginning. It just got lost over time. However, through severe tap and jap, many other saints and pious persons have tried to educate people about this Gnan, even before Paramguru came down to this earth.
Yes, I remember learning about this. So Vyas was able to get this knowledge and attain self-actualization. This is why Paramguru says he was whipped like milk. That's an interesting analogy.
So, back in the day, how do we get the butter? By whipping milk for a long time. We can separate the water part and the ghee part. So Vyas did this. He tried to separate the ghee and he did.
The only issue is that he took that Gnan for himself and left the world with the 18 Purans. So Paramguru says, Pivata Jagta Upas. He drank the ghee, the nutrient-dense portion, and left the world with water in the form of these Purans.
Yo, that's not cool. But I feel like people like the Puran stories and stuff. It's all exciting and interesting.
You are right, Keval. People like listening to stories. But what Paramguru is teaching us is that there isn't much Gnan in those stories. In the end, that is all they are, stories. They will not do much to help us improve this life or our afterlife.
Yes, exactly. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Ramachandra Vashishtaku Kartapan Guru Keen Chauda Lok Bhaghe Ghade Guru Aage Adheen.
So, the first line. Ramachandra Vasishtaku Karta Pan Guru Keen. Ramachandra means Sri Ram. Vasishta means Vasishta Muni. He was Ram's Guruji. Karta means Karta. Pan means even though. Guru Keen means accepting Guru Shishya tradition.
Chauda Loka Bhage Gade Guru Aage Adhin. Chauda Lok, the 14 worlds. Bhage means destroy. Gade means create. Guru Aage means first comes Guru. Adhin means to be committed.
Param Guru says that even today, Sri Ram, who is an avatar of Sri Vishnu, is thought to be the creator of this universe. And people are still devoted to him, meaning Sri Ram. But Sri Ramchandra, who many people believe to be Karta, committed himself to the Guru Shishya tradition and made Vasishtha Muni his guru to obtain Gnan from him.
Right. And let's go to the next verse to continue with this understanding. Singers,
कहो वशिष्ठ क्या दिया करता को उपदेश अंदेशा सर्वने सुनो कहो संदेश.
ओके, द फर्स्ट लाइन. कहो वशिष्ठ क्या दिया करता को उपदेश. कहो means to let know. Vasishthe means Vasishtha Muni has. Kya means what. Diya means given. Karta ko means the creators, kartas. And upadesh means knowledge in the form of a message.
Okay, the second line. E andesha sarvane suno kahu sandesh. E means this. Andesha means doubt and fear. Sarvane means to everyone. Suno means listen. Kahu means say. And sandesh means message.
So in this verse, we continue the understanding from above. Paramguru is saying that if Sri Ramachandra is God, then what Gnan did Vasishtha give to Ram? Ram spent many years studying at Rishi Vasishtha's ashram. What was he learning in this time? Which God was he learning about? In the second line, Paramguru is saying, many people have these doubts, and so everyone should listen up and pay attention to what Paramguru is teaching. There is only one God, Kaival Karta. Paramguru will tell us what Vasishtha taught Ram.
That makes sense. See, Paramguru made a guru too, Shri Krishna Swami Maharaj, but he did it for different reasons. He wanted to honor the sacred traditions, but he only spent one night at Shri Krishna Swami Maharaj's ashram. In these few short hours, he proved that he had all the knowledge and he wasn't self-proclaiming himself to be anyone or anything other than the messenger.
Right, and Param Guru continues to teach us that he is our guru, not God. He will guide us to Karta. Okay, singers, let's keep going. Next verse.
पिता मुंद शिर गर्भ के जो न लहे जन कोई कहे राजा के रंग कही खरा अजान्या दोई.
The first line, पिता बुंद शिर गर्भ के जो न लहे जन कोई. पिता means father as in human. Bund means drop. Shir means head. Garbh ke means womb. Jo na means one who does not. Lahe means no. Jan is anxious. And koi means anyone.
The second line. Kahe raja ke rang kahi khara ajaanya doi. Kahe means say, Raja means king, Ke means or, Rank means poor, He means is, Khara means really, Ajanya means illiterate, and Doi means both.
In this verse, Param Guru is saying that an Ansh, whether he may be a king or a poor man, is illiterate if he does not recognize his creator, who is the source of his being.
Right. So this first line is describing how living beings come to be through some type of fertilization and gestation. So this is how all living beings are created in some way, shape, or form. Some form of fertilization needs to take place, and then there is a developmental period. Poor and rich are all made the same. And unless we don't recognize the Ansh, and the Ansh and Anshi connection, we are all just going to remain illiterate and ignorant.
Right, so we all have the same origins. No one is greater than anyone else. It is how we build our spirituality that will differentiate us. Okay, singers, next verse please. I think we only have a couple more left.
जीवा ईश्वर अवतार कहे कुबेर सतगुरु बिना कोई रहत नहीं पार.
The first line, ऐसे कैवल अंश के जीव ईश्वर अवतार. ऐसे means such, कैवल अंश के means कैवल कर्तास अंश, Jeev means Samanya Ansh, souls. Ishwar means Devis and Devtas. And Avatar means referring to Vishnu's 10 descendants.
Kahe kuver satguru vina, koi lahat nahi par. Kahe means says. Kuver is Param Guru. Satguru is the guru that makes one recognize that he is an Ansh of the Anshi. Vina means without. Koi lahat nahi means no one knows. And par means knowledge.
So, in this verse, Param Guru is saying that all these Anshes, whether they are Samanya Anshes like us, or Vishesh Anshes like Devi Devtas, or Vishnu's avatars, none can gain the true knowledge of Kaivalkarta without the guidance of a Sadguru.
Yep, exactly. A true Sadguru will lead us on the path of self-actualization and keep us from falling into blind faith practices. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Chaudha tabak jinu shira para aur chaudha upachard Madhya Mahela Kaivala Kula sughad sabhoma saghar.
The first line, chaud tabak jinu shira para aur chaud upachad. Chaud means 14. Tabak means walls. Jinu means whose. Shira par means on the top of the head, meaning on the top. Or means and. Chaud again means 14. Upachad means on the bottom.
Second line. Madhya mahal kaival kula sugad sabhoma sagar. Madhya means middle. Mahal means kingdom. But here it means kaival dham. Kaival kul means descendants of the Ansi. Kaival karta, referring to us, Ansh. Sugad means pure and divine. Sabhom means beautiful house. And Sagar means gorgeous design.
So, in this verse, Param Guru says that the Chaitan Ansh in every body is a descendant of the Anshi, Kaival Karta. So ultimately, we are all from Kaival Dham.
And Kaival Karta dwells in his dham, which is surrounded by the 14 worlds above and below, and it is located in the center of the entire creation.
And Kaival Dham is pure, divine, beautiful, and gorgeously designed, in which there's incomparable bliss, anand.
Exactly. Okay, singers, I think we are at our last verse.
ते कैवल खुद खावना अखिल जीवन कीर्तन कहे कुबेर दर्शावहु जो जन हो यहमार.
So the first line of our last verse, ते कैवल खुद खावना अखिल जीवन कीर्तन. Te kaival means such kaival, karta, creator. Khuda means thyself. Khavana means lord or master. Akhila means entire. Jivana means anshas. And kirtara means creator and controller.
And the second line. Kahe kuver darsavahu jo jan hoi hamar. Kahe kuver means Paramguru says, darsavau means to help, recognize or reveal. Jojan means any ans. Hoy means becomes. And hamar means mine. Become one with me.
In this last verse, Param Guru is saying that whoever becomes one with me by coming into my shelter will receive my help.
And this help is in the form of helping us realize who the creator and controller of our universe is. Kaivalkarta, who is the creator of this entire universe and who is the all-powerful and all-knowing.
So if we go into Param Guru Sharan, he will give us complete and total knowledge of Kaivalkarta, what Karta is capable of and how Karta exists. We just have to take the first step towards Param Guru.
And ultimately, this will help remove all our doubts and answer all our questions.
Dang, dude. This sakhi had so much gnan and bhav. I feel so amazing after learning the proper meanings.
Yes, this sandhya sakhi has so much information and Param Guru really helped us understand why he is an upasi of Karta.
Right, because in Gaudi Pad 1, Param Guru reinforces that he is an upasi of Karta, who is the one and true Avinashi.
And in this sakhi, Param Guru continues to reaffirm his stance on why he only bows down to Karta and why we should too.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Kaival and Meenal Bhabhi, for joining us today. We loved having both of you on this episode.
Loved being on this episode. It was awesome. And especially enjoyed spending time with Bhabhi Squared.
Kaival, we always like spending time with you too.
Yes, Kaival. We like spending time with you. And I had a great time on this episode too. Thank you, Nista Bhabhi. Radhi, and Kaival Youth.
Okay, before these bhabis pump Kaival up too much, let's tune out, Kaival Youth. It was a great episode. Make sure to hear us in a couple of weeks for our Sandhya Aarti translations.
Yes, Kaival Youth. We will hear you in a couple weeks. Sat Kaival Sahib.
This work is copyrighted 2019 by Kaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaival Youth. For more information, visit www.kaival.org or email satsang@kaival.org. All rights reserved. Sat Kaival Sahib.